This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis appeared to be in good condition Sunday as he made his first public appearance since undergoing colon surgery a week ago, stepping out on a hospital balcony to lead his weekly prayer before hundreds of people. The 84-year-old pontiff stood on the balcony of his suite on the 10th floor of the Rome Hospital for about 10 minutes, reading from prepared texts, but also adding other remarks. Hundreds of people gathered in the open space below, and doctors and patients stood on other balconies to watch. Several children who are patients in the hospital appeared with the Pope on the balcony. It was the first time since his election as Pope in 2013 that Francis has not read the Sunday prayer and message from a window overlooking St. Peter's Square, except for when he was traveling. Israel said Sunday it will begin offering a booster shot of Pfizer vaccines to adults with weak immune systems, but a government official says it's still weighing whether a third round of shots should be given to the general public. The country's health minister says effective immediately, adults with compromised immune systems who have received two doses of the Pfizer vaccine can get a booster shot, with a decision pending on wider distribution. Israel's swift vaccination rollout began in December, mainly supplied by Pfizer, and the company announced Thursday they will ask U.S. and European regulators within weeks to authorize booster shots. It cites an increased risk of infection after 6 months in seeking permission for a third shot, but did not share the data showing that risk, saying it will soon be made public. U.S. health officials said Friday fully vaccinated Americans do not currently need a booster shot. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Chinese state media is reporting heavy rains and flooding have forced thousands of people to evacuate in China's southwestern province of Sichuan, with authorities on Sunday urging citizens across the country to brace for more downpours. Torrential rain in the area since Friday has raised the water levels of 14 rivers, swept away boats and bridges, and forced the evacuation of more than 4,600 people, state media reported. It claims no casualties have been reported, but says rain and flooding have affected more than 120,000 people, forced the cancellation of some train services, and caused millions of dollars worth of damage. China's National Meteorological Center on Sunday renewed an alert for rainstorms across the country, forecasting heavy rainfall across wide swaths of north and central China. Beijing's Flood Control Authority is warning of the heaviest rains in 3 years, with alerts through Tuesday morning. Hot weather alerts are in place for more than 30 million people across the western United States after the region's second heat wave in weeks brought another round of near-historic high temperatures. Sweltering conditions have hit much of the Pacific seaboard and as far inland as the western edge of the Rocky Mountains over the weekend, with forecasters warning of more to come Sunday. Las Vegas on Saturday matched an all-time record of 117 degrees Fahrenheit, or 47.2 degrees Celsius, according to the National Weather Service, a temperature recorded in the desert entertainment city once in 1942 and three other times since 2005. The weekend's hot weather follows another heat wave that struck the western United States and Canada at the end of June. The scorching conditions saw the all-time record daily temperature broken 3 days in a row in the Canadian province of British Columbia. The death toll is not yet known, but is thought to run in the hundreds. Last month was the hottest June on record in North America, according to data released by the European Union's Climate Monitoring Service. And Afghanistan's Kabul airport has been fitted with an air defense system to counter incoming rockets, officials said Sunday, as the Taliban pressed on with a blistering offensive across the country. The U.S. and its allies are due to end their military mission in Afghanistan at the end of next month, even as insurgents say they now control 85% of the country, a claim impossible to independently verify and disputed by the government. The Taliban have regularly launched rockets and mortars at government forces across the countryside, with the Jihadist Islamic State group also carrying out similar strikes in the capital in 2020. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.